Good afternoon, all. Shabbat Shalom. I'm driving. Don't know if you saw it. Snow. Well, anyway. So I'm hearing old Trump is going to get arrested on Tuesday from his lips. Well, I say arrest his ass. He never arrested Hillary Clinton and the Clintons. He never cleaned the swamp. Arrest his ass. But you know, he's trying to incite another January 6th. Get all the Trump tards out there protesting. Let me tell you something. Do not protest. All that has passed. It's ceased. Can't believe this. I just heard it now and I'm like, really? Serious? Trains are just falling off the tracks everywhere. Now Trump saying he's going to get arrested. He's saying it. And for everybody to get out there and protest. Could possibly cause a riot. See, Biden is just itching. He's just itching for something to go that he can declare martial law. Remember, all of these nut jobs they're playing in the same little dumb thing that they're playing, this dumb little sandbox they're playing in. And I don't give two shits about their sandbox. You know, like I've always said, I'm set apart. I don't care about it. I just do this for you so you know that you too can set yourself apart and you don't have to worry about this. I just put it out there. You decipher it. You put it through your meat grinder and you hash it out. If you want to go out and protest and be, oh yeah, we're going to take over the country and that, no. All that is past. We should have done this years ago, before 9/11. They systematically have just pounded us with executive order after executive order, just nonstop, taking your rights away. Just adding more and more BS to the pile. Now Trump's gonna get arrested on Tuesday. Well, I say arrest him. Since he didn't do his job anyway, you'd be in jail? Yeah, Clinton never got thrown in jail now, did she? Or the swamp never got drained. Operation Warp Speed happened. He used the military to inject people with them. It just infuriates me because people are dropping and they're continuing to drop. Hearts are stopping. The birth rate's dropping. So I'm just getting on my soapbox. All glory to the Father. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to have this soapbox. Like I said, I'm set apart. I don't care. I don't care what they do in their little sandbox. But I care about you. I care about you. I don't wants you to get wrapped in this nonsense. It's a show. Anyway, may my Father keep and protect you, watch over you this day. God bless you. Yahuwah, my Elohim, the creator of the heavens and the earth. It all belongs to him. Even that sandbox that these morons are playing in. It's his. It's for his pleasure. But he still calls us as believers to be set apart. While these morons do their stupid thing. All praise to the Most High. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ is King. Period. End of discussion. You're right. I can take you. I can lead you to living waters. I can take you there. But it's up to you. It's up to you if you want to drink it or not. It's yours. Your choice. Your free will. Remember, God, yeah, my Elohim. I say Elohim, the Father, Son, and the Ruach, the Holy Spirit. Three. Elohim, plural. Elohim. Thank you, Father. All glory to you. God bless you all. Shabbat shalom. Peace.